Deutschlandfunk Hörspiel.
Ladies' Voices, Hörspiel von Klaus Bulert nach Texten von Gertrud Stein.
Pleasant home.
And
yes, Mrs. Fur was quite a pleasant woman.
Quite a pleasant woman.
Eine angenehme Frau.
Auch Mr. Fur war angenehm. Der Mann. The man. Quite a pleasant man.
The man. Quite a pleasant man.
Und Mrs. Fur.
Helen Fur had quite a pleasant voice. A voice.
Eine Stimme durchaus wert, kultiviert zu werden.
Quite worth cultivating. Sie hatte nichts dagegen zu arbeiten. Sie arbeitete sie. She worked to cultivate her voice.
Sie arbeitete sie.
She worked to cultivate her voice.
Um ihre Stimme zu kultivieren, arbeitete sie. Sie fand es nicht fröhlich, am selben Ort zu leben.
In the same place where she had always been living. She went to a place...
An einen Ort, wo einiges kultivierten.
Some were cultivating something.
Some were cultivating something. Something. Voices. Stimmen etwa? Yes, and other things needing cultivating.
Voices.
Stimmen etwa?
Ladies' voices give pleasure. Does that surprise you?
Yes!
Ladies' voices together, and then she came in.
Very well.
Very well. Good night, Mrs. Cardia.
That's silver.
You mean the sound?
Yes!
The sound!
Ladies' voices give pleasure. Does that surprise you? Ladies' voices together, and then she came in. Very well, good night. Very well. Good night, Mrs. Cardillac. That's silver. You mean the sound? Yes. The sound.
A pleasant voice. A voice.
Eine Stimme durchaus wert, kultiviert zu werden.
Quite worth cultivating.
Sie hatte nichts dagegen zu arbeiten. Sie arbeitete sie.
She worked to cultivate her voice.
Um ihre Stimme zu kultivieren, arbeitete sie. Sie fand es nicht fröhlich, am selben Ort zu leben.
In the same place where she had always been living. She went to a place...
An einen Ort, wo einiges kultivierten.
Some were cultivating something.
Voices. Stimmen etwa.
Yes. And other things needing cultivating.
Und Georgine Skeen.
Ja, Georgine Skeen, die ihre Stimme kultivierte.
Ja, Georgine Skeen.
Her voice, which some thought was quite a pleasant one. Helen Fur and Georgine Skeen live together then.
Dann lebten sie zusammen. Ja, Georgine Skeen hatte Reisen gern. Helen Fur machte sich nichts aus Reisen.
She liked to stay in one place and be gay there.
Gay, fröhlich. Dann waren sie zusammen.
They were together then.
Und reisten an einen anderen Ort.
Another place.
They stayed there and were gay there.
Stayed there and were gay there.
Fröhlich dort. Nicht sehr fröhlich dort, nur fröhlich dort.
Just gay there. They were both gay there.
Beide.
They were regularly working there, both of them cultivating their voices there. They were both gay.
Dort, beide fröhlich. Georgine Skeen und auch Helen Fur.
They stayed there and were gay there. Not very gay there. Just gay there. They were both gay there. They were regularly working there. Both of them cultivating their voices there. They were both gay there. Georgine Skeen.
Georgine Skeen was gay there and she was regular. Regular in being gay. Regular in not being gay. Regular in being a gay one who was one not being gay longer than was needed to be one being quite a gay one. They were both gay then there and both working there then.
Fröhlich dort.
Regelmäßig im fröhlich sein.
Regelmäßig im nicht fröhlich sein. Regelmäßig darin, eine Fröhliche zu sein, die nicht länger fröhlich war, als es brauchte, um durchaus eine Fröhliche zu sein. Sie waren beide fröhlich dann dort und arbeiteten beide dort dann.
Then.
Ja.
Yes. Yes. They were in a way both gay there.
Beide fröhlich dort.
Fröhlich dort.
There were many cultivating something.
They were both regular in being gay there.
Fröhlich dort.
Fröhlich dort.
A clock in the eye, ticks in the eye, a clock ticks in the eye. A number with that and large as a hat which makes rims think quicker than I. A clock in the eye, ticks in the eye, a clock tick ticks in the eye.
Helen Fur war fröhlich dort. She was gayer and gayer there. Fröhlicher und fröhlicher dort.
A clock in the eye, ticks in the eye, a clock ticks in the eye.
Ja, fröhlich war sie dort.
She was gay there, not gayer and gayer, just gay there.
Eben, fröhlich dort.
Not gayer by using the things she found there that were gay things. She was gay there.
Regelmäßig war sie fröhlich dort.
Regularly gay there.
A number with that and large as a hat which makes rims think quicker than I.
Regelmäßig war sie fröhlich dort.
Regularly gay there. They were quite regularly gay there, Helen Fur and Georgine Skeen.
Sie waren regelmäßig fröhlich dort, wo sie fröhlich waren. They were very regularly gay. Ja.
Ja, sehr regelmäßig fröhlich.
A clock in the eye, ticks in the eye, a clock tick ticks in the eye.
To be regularly gay was to do every day the gay thing that they did every day.
Gay thing that they did every day. To be regularly gay was to end every day at the same time after they had been regularly gay. They were regularly gay. Täglich waren sie fröhlich.
They were regularly gay.
Täglich waren sie fröhlich.
They ended every day in the same way, at the same time. And they had been every day regularly gay.
Regelmäßig fröhlich.
Ja, regelmäßig fröhlich.
Ja. Helen Fur hatte es nicht nötig, ihre Stimme zu gebrauchen, um eine Fröhliche zu sein. Sie war fröhlich dann und manchmal gebrauchte sie ihre Stimme und sie machte nicht sehr oft Gebrauch von ihrer Stimme. Sie war durchaus vollkommen genug kultiviert, sie war durchaus vollkommen eine angenehme und sie gebrauchte sie nicht sehr oft. Sie war durchaus genauso fröhlich, wie sie es gewesen war. Sie war täglich ein wenig länger fröhlich, als sie es gewesen war.
They were regularly gay.
Täglich waren sie fröhlich.
Ja, regelmäßig fröhlich.
Ja.
Can you be more confusing by laughing?
Do say yes.
We are extra. We wish we were married.
Why did you believe in me?
Thank you. I was joking. But I do mean it.
Thank you very much.
Can you swim in a lake?
We can.
Then do so.
Have you an automobile? The Queen has.
We asked for one.
They cannot send it now.
Cannot they?
We will see.
Can they accept us?
We marry.
We exercise.
We are successful.
Die Stimme, die Helen Fur kultivierte, war durchaus eine angenehme.
A pleasant one.
Die Stimme, die Georgine Skeen kultivierte, war, sagten manche, eine bessere. Die Stimme, die Helen Fur kultivierte sie und sie war durchaus vollkommen eine genügend angenehme dann. Eine genügend kultivierte dann.
A cultivated enough one then.
A cultivated enough one then.
The voice Georgine Skeen was cultivating, she did not cultivate too much, no.
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 Sie kultivierte sie nicht zu sehr.
Sie kultivierte sie.
Cultivated it quite some. She cultivated and she would sometime go on cultivating it, and it was not then an unpleasant one.
It would be. be a quite richly enough cultivated one.
Eine genügend kultivierte?
Sie war stets genügend voll.
Richly enough to be a pleasant enough one.
Ja, sie waren fröhlich dort.
Gay there.
Dort, wo viele waren, die etwas kultivieren.
Many cultivating something.
Many cultivating something. Die beiden waren fröhlich dort. Regularly gay there.
Ja, regelmäßig fröhlich.
Four saints, two at a time. Have to. Two saints, four at a time. A time. Have to, at a time. Four saints, have to, at a time. Four saints, two at a time. Have to.
Georgine Skeen.
Ja, Georgine Skeen hätte es gern gehabt, mehr Reisen zu machen. Sie machten wohl einige Reisen.
Nicht sehr viele Reisen. Georgine Skeen hätte es gern gehabt, mehr Reisen zu machen.
Helen Furr did not care about doing traveling. She liked to stay in a place and be gay there.
Gay there.
Gay there. Fröhlich zu sein dort.
They went quite often.
Not very often.
Not very often, but they did go back to where Helen Furr had a pleasant enough home. And then Georgine Skeen...
Ja, Georgine Skeen...
Ja, Georgine Skeen ging dann an einen Ort, wo ihr Bruder einiges Ansehen hatte.
Sie beide gingen...
Went every few years, went visiting to where Helen Furr had quite a pleasant home.
Quite a pleasant home.
Gingen dorthin zu Besuch, wo Helen Furr durchaus ein angenehmes Heim hatte.
Helen Furr.
Helen Furr.
Mr. Richard Sutherland!
Where does it?
Mr. Richard Sutherland!
This is a name I know.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes! The Hotel Victoria!
Many words spoken to me have seemed English. Yes.
Helen Furr.
Yeah.
Certainly Helen Furr would not find it gay to stay. She did not find it gay. She said she would not stay. She said she did not find it gay. She said she would not stay where she did not find it gay. Not stay where she did not find it gay. Wollte nicht bleiben, wo sie es nicht fröhlich fände.
Das sagte sie. She said she found it gay where she did stay, and she did stay there, where very many were cultivating something.
Etwas kultivierten. She did stay there. Blieb dort. She always did find it gay there. Fröhlich dort, fand es immer fröhlich dort.
Yes.
Sie ging jene zu sehen, wo sie immer gelebt hatte und wo sie es nicht fröhlich fand. Sie hatte ein angenehmes Heim dort, Mrs. Furr.
Mrs. Furr was a pleasant enough woman.
Ja, eine genügend angenehme Frau.
Mr. Furr.
Mr. Furr was a pleasant enough man. And Helen told them.
Sagte es ihnen?
Ja. Helen.
Helen.
And Helen told them.
Sagte es ihnen, und sie sorgten sich nicht, dass sie es nicht fröhlich fand, dort zu leben, wo sie immer gelebt hatte.
Georgine Skeen. Yes, Georgine Skeen and Helen Furr were living where they were both cultivating their voices, and they were gay there. Gay there.
Yes, Georgine Skeen and Helen Furr were living where they were both cultivating their voices, and they were gay there.
Gay there.
Fröhlich dort.
Fröhlich dort.
They visited where Helen Furr had come from, and then, gingen sie dorthin, wo sie lebten, wo sie dann regelmäßig lebten.
Ja, regelmäßig.
Ja, regelmäßig. Helen Furr and Georgine Skeen were regularly living where very many were living and cultivating in themselves something.
Und etwas in sich kultivierten.
A box. A large box is handily made of what is necessary to replace any substance. Suppose an example is necessary. The plainer it is made, the more reason there is for some outward recognition that there is a result. A box is made sometimes and them to see to it neatly and to have the hole stopped up makes it necessary to use paper.
Helen Furr und...
And Georgine Skeen were living very regularly then.
Dann sehr regelmäßig. Dann.
then.
And they were then being gay, being quite regular in being gay.
Dann. Then. And they were then being gay, quite regular in being gay.
Ja, durchaus regelmäßig beim Fröhlichsein.
Being gay, and they were learning little things.
Kleine Dinge.
Little things in ways of being gay.
Of being gay.
Very many little things in ways of being gay. They were being gay and using these little things. They were learning to have to be gay with regularly, gay with then, and they were gay the same amount they had been gay.
Gay. Sie waren durchaus fröhlich. Sie waren durchaus regelmäßig. Sie waren dabei, kleine Dinge zu lernen. Fröhliche kleine Dinge.
Gay little things. They were gay inside them. The same amount they had been gay, they were gay.
Gay. Waren fröhlich, ja.
Gay. The same length of time they had been gay every day. They were regular in being gay.
Regelmäßig beim Fröhlichsein. Und sie lernten kleine Dinge. Viele kleine Dinge. Many little things.
They learned many little things that are things in being gay. They were gay every day.
Glücklich waren sie jeden Tag. Sie waren regelmäßig. Sie waren fröhlich.
Gay the same length of time every day. They were gay. They were regularly gay.
Durchaus regelmäßig fröhlich.
Ladies' voices give pleasure. Does that surprise you? Ladies' voices together, and then she came in. Very well, good night. Very well, good night, Mrs. Cardillac. That's silver. You mean the sound? Yes, the sound.
Georgine Skeen went away.
Sie ging weg, um 2 Monate bei ihrem Bruder zu bleiben.
Und Helen Fir? Helen Fir did not go then to stay with her father and her mother.
Helen Fir blieb dort, wo sie regelmäßig gelebt hatten. Beide.
The two of them. The two of them, and she would then certainly not be lonesome. She would go on being gay. She did not go on being gay.
She would go on being gay.
She did go on being gay.
War fröhlich, weiterhin fröhlich. Sie...
She was not anymore gay.
But...
Aber länger fröhlich war sie jeden Tag dann. Every day, then they had been being gay when they were together being gay.
She was gay.
Gay.
Was gay. Fröhlich dann auf dieselbe Art.
Quite exactly the same way. She learned a few more ways of being gay.
Sie lernte, sie war ziemlich fröhlich und auf dieselbe Art. In the same way.
Dieselbe Art, wie sie fröhlich gewesen war, und tagsüber war sie ein wenig länger fröhlich. Jeden Tag.
More of each day she was gay.
Sie war fröhlich.
Sie war fröhlich.
Sie war täglich länger fröhlich, als die beiden gewesen waren.
Quite in the same way.
Miss Fir and Miss Skeen, there were men there then who were dark and heavy.
And they sat with them, with Helen Fir and Georgine Skeen,
and they went with the heavy and dark men, Miss Fir and Miss Skeen.
Went with them, and they sat with them.
Miss Fir and Miss Skeen sat with them, and there were other men.
Some were not heavy men, and they sat with
Miss Fir and Miss Skeen,
and Miss Fir and Miss Skeen
sat with them, and there were other men who were not dark men, and them.
And there were other men who were not dark men, and them.
And there were other men who were not dark men, and they sat with Miss Fir and Miss Skeen,
and
Miss Fir and Miss Skeen
sat with them.
Einsam war sie nicht.
No.
No, not lonesome then. She was not at all feeling any need of having Georgine Skeen.
Nein.
Nein, darüber war sie nicht verwundert. Sie hätte sich ein wenig drüber gewundert, doch sie wusste, sie wunderte sich überhaupt nicht. Und so wunderte sie sich nicht darüber. Sie wunderte sich nicht, kein Bedürfnis nach Georgine Skeen zu haben. Und Helen Fir.
Yes.
Yes, Helen Fir had quite a completely pleasant voice. Helen Fir.
A charm. A single charm is doubtful. If the red is rose, 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 and there is a gate surrounding it, if inside is let in, and their places change, then certainly something is upright. It is earnest.
Eine Tour.
durchaus vollkommen angenehme Stimme. Und sie war durchaus gut genug kultiviert. Und sie konnte sie gebrauchen und gebrauchte sie. Doch da gab es dann gar keine Art und Weise mehr Arbeit an der Kultivierung einer vollkommen angenehmen Stimme, wenn sie eine durchaus vollkommen gut genug kultivierte geworden ist.
Und damit es nicht viele sie zu gebrauchen, wenn man nicht wollte, dass sie einem helfe, dabei auch sich eine Freundin zu machen.
Und dann nützte es nicht viel, sie zu gebrauchen, wenn man nicht wollte, dass sie einem helfe, dabei aus sich eine Fröhliche zu machen. Helen Furr hatte es nicht nötig, ihre Stimme zu gebrauchen, um eine Fröhliche zu sein. Sie war fröhlich dann und manchmal gebrauchte sie ihre Stimme und sie machte nicht sehr oft Gebrauch von ihrer Stimme. Sie war durchaus vollkommen genug kultiviert, sie war durchaus vollkommen eine angenehme und sie gebrauchte sie nicht sehr oft. Sie war durchaus genauso fröhlich, wie sie es gewesen war. Sie war täglich ein wenig länger fröhlich, als sie es gewesen war.
Had quite a completely pleasant voice.
Eine durchaus vollkommen angenehme Stimme hatte Helen Furr.
And it was quite well enough cultivated, and she could use it.
Could use it, ja, sie konnte sie gebrauchen.
And she did use it.
Und sie gebrauchte sie auch, but...
But then there was not any way of working at cultivating a completely pleasant voice when it has become a quite completely well enough cultivated one.
Eine durchaus vollkommen angenehme Stimme und sie war durchaus gut genug kultiviert und sie konnte sie gebrauchen und gebrauchte sie. Doch da gab es dann gar keine Art und Weise mehr Arbeit an der Kultivierung einer vollkommen angenehmen Stimme, wenn sie eine durchaus vollkommen gut genug kultivierte geworden ist. Und dann nützte es nicht viel, sie zu gebrauchen, wenn man nicht wollte, dass sie einem helfe, dabei aus sich eine fröhliche zu machen.
Four saints, two at a time. Have to, have to, have to, have to, have to, have to, have to. Two saints, four at a time, a time.
Boing. Four saints, two at a time. Have to, have to, have to, have to. Boing. Have to, have to, have to. Two saints, four at a time, boing. Have to, at a time. Four saints, have to, have at a time, boing. Four saints, two at a time. Have to, have to, have to, boing. Have to, have to, have to.
Two saints, four at a time,
boing, boing.
Have to,
have to,
have
to,
at a time.
Four saints, have to, have at a time.
Boing,
boing. Four saints, two at a time, have to, have to, have to, have to, have to.
Boing.
Have to, have to, have to, have to.
Two saints, four at a time,
a time.
Boing.
Boing.
Have to, have to,
at a time.
Four saints,
have to, have to, have at a time.
Boing.
Boing. Four saints, two at a time, have to, have to, have to, have to. Boing. Have to, have to, have to. Two saints, four at a time, boing. Have to, at a time. Four saints, have to, have at a time, boing.
She was gay then, and sometimes she used her voice, and she was not using it very often.
Not using it very often.
Nicht sehr oft, nein.
It was quite completely...
Quite completely enough cultivated, and it was quite completely a pleasant one.
Eine durchaus vollkommen angenehme und...
And she did not use it very often.
Benutzte sie nicht sehr viel.
She was then...
Dann war sie durchaus genauso fröhlich, wie sie es gewesen war.
Quite exactly as gay as she had been.
Sie war ein wenig länger fröhlich.
Gay a little longer in the day than she had been.
She was then... Dann war sie durchaus genauso fröhlich, wie sie es gewesen war. Quite exactly as gay as she had been. Sie war ein wenig länger fröhlich.
Sie war fröhlich?
Ja.
Ja.
Every way in being gay.
Every way in being gay. Sie nutzte jede Art, fröhlich zu sein. Sie lebte weiter.
Went on living, where many were cultivating something.
Ja, wo viele einiges kultivierten.
Kultivierten. And she was gay. She had used every way to be gay.
Roast beef. Mutton. Breakfast. Sugar. Cranberries, cranberries, milk, eggs, apple, tails, lunch, cups, rhubarb, single, fish, cake, custard, potatoes, asparagus, butter, end of summer, sausages, celery, veal, vegetable, cooking, chicken, pastry, cream, cucumber, dinner, dining, eating, salad, sauce, salmon, orange cocoa, and clear soup, and oranges and oatmeal. Salad dressing and an artichoke. A center in a table.
Eine durchaus vollkommen angenehme Stimme. Und sie war durchaus gut genug kultiviert und sie konnte sie gebrauchen und gebrauchte sie. Helen Furr hatte es nicht nötig, ihre Stimme zu gebrauchen, um eine Fröhliche zu sein. Sie war fröhlich dann und manchmal gebrauchte sie ihre Stimme und sie machte nicht sehr oft Gebrauch von ihrer Stimme. Sie war durchaus vollkommen genug kultiviert, sie war durchaus vollkommen eine angenehme und sie gebrauchte sie nicht sehr oft. Sie war durchaus genauso fröhlich, wie sie es gewesen war. Sie war täglich ein wenig länger fröhlich, als sie es gewesen war.
Die Stimme, die Helen Furr kultivierte sie und sie war durchaus vollkommen eine genügend angenehme dann. Eine genügend kultivierte dann.
A cultivated enough one then.
A cultivated enough one then.
Sie lebten nicht zusammen. Did not live together then, Helen Furr and Georgine Skeen. Georgine Skeen and Helen Furr. Helen Furr lived there the longer, where they had been living regularly together. Then neither of them. Keine von beiden lebte dort noch länger dann. Helen Furr was living somewhere else then. Irgendwo anders dann und erzählte einigen vom Fröhlichsein. Sie war fröhlich. Gay then. Fröhlich dann. And she was living quite regularly then. Sie war regelmäßig fröhlich dann. Gay then. Sie war durchaus regelmäßig beim Fröhlichsein dann. In being gay then. She remembered all the little ways of being gay. Des Fröhlichseins. She used all the little ways of being gay. Sie war durchaus regelmäßig fröhlich. Quite regularly gay. She told many things.
Sie war fröhlich dann und lebte weiter.
Went on living then. She was regular in being gay.
Regelmäßig beim Fröhlichsein war sie. Sie lebte immer sehr gut.
Very well and was gay very well and was telling about little ways one could be learning to use in being gay. And later was telling them quite often, telling them again and again.
Again and again.
Ladies' voices give pleasure.
Does that surprise you?
Yes!
Ladies' voices together, and then she came in.
Very well.
Very well. Good night, Mrs. Cardia.
That's silver.
You mean the sound?
Yes!
The sound!
Ladies' voices give pleasure. Does that surprise you? Ladies' voices together, and then she came in. Very well, good night.
Very well.
Good night, Mrs. Cardillac. That's silver. You mean the sound? Yes, the sound.
Ladies Voices, ein Hörstück von Klaus Bulert nach Gertrud Stein. Mit Sona MacDonald und Elena Winkler. Komposition und Regie Klaus Bulert. Eine Produktion des Deutschlandfunks mit dem Norddeutschen Rundfunk aus dem Jahr 2000.